My name's Grainne Traynor. I'm originally from Northern Ireland, and I moved to the United States when I was in my early 20s, right after college. I grew up in a tiny little village outside a really big town, so it was a very provincial background. It was a very agricultural background. There's lots of farming in the community. So I went to the neighborhood school. My parents had a small restaurant in the village, so I was raised in the hospitality business. I was raised, you know, just like any other kid. We come home from school and you get a snack and you get your homework done. And then we actually went to work for a little while, but it was a great neighborhood. We played a lot of soccer, which I still love soccer. And that was it. It was just a, you know, straightforward, small neighborhood, small town upbringing. My uncle had a dairy farm, it was a small dairy farm. And I used to like to go up there in the summertime and he would raise the cows and we take the cows in to get the milk twice a day, every day at 8 a.m. and every day at 4 p.m. I also did bales of hay. You know how you see those in the fields in the country? My uncle had a lot of acres that he would cut the hay down and they'd turn it to get it dry. And then they'd bale it into great big bales. The little neighborhood where I was raised in was very friendly. Basically, there were Catholics and there was Protestants. And we all played together. We all kicked the ball around the neighborhood playing soccer in the fields. But on Sunday, everybody went to their respective churches and stayed with their respective families. Now, that's my little area, which was a bit of an oasis. And then when I got to go to high school, things changed. There were a lot of paramilitaries from England, a lot of army, a lot of those big tanks you see on TV with the, like, it looks like warfare. And that's what it was. There was a lot of keep yourself to yourself. Don't talk to strangers. Stay out of bad neighborhoods. So there was a lot of trouble. I was in the 70s. I was only about 10, 11, 12 up through my teenage years. There was a lot of strife there. It was violent. There was violence. You know, I've seen some of it. I'm glad that it's behind us all. Yeah, it was a little scary being in some situations growing up. There's a lot of Irish American in my family. My mother's two sisters moved to the United States when they were in their early 20s and began respective careers in banking and nursing. And I always was very close to them. So I always really was excited about it. And I liked the culture and the enormity of the country. And I figured once I got my college degree, I would move to the United States. So that's how that all worked. I absolutely love Pittsburgh. I love it here. I love the theater and I love the arts. You have that at your fingertips. I love the scenery and the neighborhood. You can go 20 miles in any direction. You're in the country. Me, I like to go hiking. So I go up to Laurel Mountains to hike. All the forest parks are beautiful. You can golf anywhere. There's just lots and lots to do. To me, it's a small, big city and a big, small city at the same time. The United States is such an enormous country. The scenery, the geography, the seasons, the climate, the people, the food. That's the part that I absolutely love and why I settled here. I own a restaurant right now in the Bloomfield area of Pittsburgh. I just opened this about 3 months ago. I did an extensive renovation, seasonal American, with a very heavy influence on wine and food and wine pairing. Prior to that, I was in hotel management for several years. I kind of got tired of working for other people, and I always had this sort of idea or dream that I could open my own business. And, you know, having spent a lot of time in management, in the front of the house, in kitchens, in the back of the house, dealing with vendors, purchasing, receiving, all that stuff, I figured it was time. So I opened a restaurant in Oakmont in 1998. And sure, I made my share of mistakes, but I learned a lot as I went along. The business I have now, it's just been open about 3 months, 4 months. So I did a complete renovation. We have a full dining room and a bar and a kitchen upstairs and a whole new banquet party room downstairs that we can do wedding showers, baby showers. So the business is coming along. You know, obviously it was a challenge to open a business, particularly a business where it's so social during this COVID pandemic, but we're coming out of that now a little bit. We see our numbers getting stronger and more people are comfortable with going out and sharing their time. You know, a lot of people are vaccinated and booster shots and all that. So I think they have another level of defense. It's just the appreciation I have for where I am physically in the world right now. I enjoy very much being here. I'm blessed to be here. I thank God every day for my job and my staff and my health. I like what I do. I enjoy spending time with you guys and the next generation coming up behind us. So I hope I give you a little bit of insight on Ireland and Northern Ireland.